It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad, the big noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We know you got pigskin on the mind with training camps in full swing across the National Football League, but there are ample bets to be made in Major League Baseball. The trade deadline quickly approaching, Lundy, so a lot of players maybe want to raise the price tag and could cash in the end via the trade market and for us in the player props market. So let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, my friend. Your luggage is already on board. Your butt cheeks are firmly planted on the front seat. They are revving the engine and riding off into the sunset. Plus 100 odds or greater. What do you like tonight? And Major League Baseball.
Let's go with the typical Lundy loser, shall we? The reason that we decide to play this one is because, Brad, what do? We missed it by 24 hours. So yeah. Suck it. We're going right back to the well. Let's talk about the New York Metropolitans taking on the Washington Nationals. And at plus 110, Francisco Lindor. A couple of bags for me this evening. So not the gentleman that is over your shoulder, for those of you watching us on YouTube, there with Pete Alonso. Not Pete Alonso. Give me Francisco Lindor. Give me the total bases. Folks, there is no effing logic. There are no numbers. There is nothing behind this one, except I bet on that son of a bitch yesterday. It missed. I'm going back to the well. You can find it at plus 110 at DraftKings.
Yeah, crank to George Michael in the background. You got to have faith in everything that Lundy is selling right now. He certainly does. So hopefully the 24-hour rule will apply and he catches it.
Look, I like the over in the game. So if I like the over, got to find somebody that's going to make it happen. I'll take Lindor again because I missed him yesterday. I'm going back to the well tonight.
All right, we're going to stay in that division. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Philly, and other than Bryce Harper to register RBI, drive a runner in, please, against Pittsburgh Pirates in that Keystone State battle, plus 140. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by the juice there at DraftKings. You look at Harper, he's really starting to turn up the heat here in the dog days of summer. He has gone over this in three of his last four games. He's batting .329 here in the last 30 days with 13 runs driven in. He's going against Mitch Keller. He's got a nice little history against him. And you might say, sample size, Evan, sample size. Yeah, he's only faced him six times. But in those six at-bats, he's recorded four hits. And you look at Keller, the last several starts have been no bueno for him. The Pittsburgh Pirate has been swashbuckled by the competition, giving up in those last four turns a 7+ ERA. And on top of that, too, we saw his left-handed hitters giving up a 782 OPS on the year. So hopefully Kyle Schwarber will not strike out, set the table. Bryce Harper knocks him in. And I score a winner there on that RBI prop, plus 140 at DK. With those wagers on the board, let's get after it on this Freaky Friday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. I'm going to live in the land down under. Yeah, put another shrimp on the Barbie with Logan Gilbert. And hopefully it's only one shrimp or no shrimp on that Barbie in terms of walks. I cannot afford for him to get the two free passes. So under 1.5 base on balls against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This prop available at DraftKings at minus 130. Now, usually I'm the king of the over on the walks props, but Gilbert is a guy consistently hitting the under. You look what he has done this season, 1.60 walks per nine allowed. That is it. He's only been over this prop in 5 of 20 starts. So the odds very much on my side at home. The base on balls per nine, a little bit higher than the 1.6 average at 1.73, but really nothing to be afraid of. In Arizona, middling over the last couple of weeks in walks percentage, number 17 in that category, earning a free pass, 8.7% of their plate appearances. So Lundy, Feed or follow Logan Gilbert of the M's under 1.5 walks against AZ. That one available at DraftKings at -130.
Now I'm curious to see what's going to happen between numbers 1 and 4, because this is a pretty solid choice, my friend. Oh. And you normally try to, you know, kind of throw a little bit of your weight. Bit of that fighting a lot.
I got a lot of weight.
Yeah. The stuff you've packed on with the Tekla. Look at that. That's nice. So I actually really like this one because I don't think Arizona's going to do it. You see, I mean, shoot, the complete game that he had earlier this month against San Francisco, he went all 9 innings and didn't have a walk. That's the kind of pitching that Gilbert's doing, especially here in this month. So you're right. He's done it a handful of times over the course of the season, but it's not nearly at the odds that you would think in terms of playing the overs the way we normally do with pitchers. So I like this one. I don't think Zona is going to be patient enough to be able to find their way on to base. I bet you he gets one, but I don't think he goes beyond that.
Grab a brush and paint the strike zone, all the corners, please, Logan Gilbert.
Number 4.
All right, sticking with the pitcher theme, and let's go to the brand new Los Angeles Angel. The Angels are all in, pushing the entire stack of chips in the center of the pot for Shohei Ohtani. Not going to deal at the trade deadline, and still they are buying in and making a big move and a bold one, acquiring Giolito from the White Sox earlier this week. And in his debut, regularly scheduled start, he was supposed to go for the White Sox today. But instead, he's going with a new franchise in Toronto. And I like him to show up and show out for Shohei. I'm going to take the over on 17.5 outs against the Jays at -135 there at BetMGM. Why am I high on Lucas Giolito? Has been a king of inconsistency this season. It's simple. He just faced Toronto back on Independence Day as a member of the White Sox and went 6 strong in that start. Only gave up 2 earned, had 2 free passes, which have been problematic at times, and 4 strikeouts. That is a formula of longevity in a game, keeping that pitch count suppressed and down. I do worry about the walks rate, and sometimes the K per 9 can really climb too, because that's a 9.74 on the season, and that walks per 9 at 3.12, but the call plus swing strike percentage at 28.6% means he could be, trying to paint that strike zone and drawing some of that weak contact. The Jays, all truth be told, outstanding offensive team, number 13 in total runs scored here the last couple of weeks. And you look at Giolito on the road this season, a yikes, 5.25 ERA. But again, in the new threads, LA kid, hometown team, I think he shows up and puts together a nice debut start for LAA. Fade or follow the over 17.5 outs on Lucas Giolito in Toronto, -135 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
I am going to fade you because I think the Angels are going to regret their decision.
Oh, no.
I really do. I think the Angels have absolutely shit the bed in this decision to not deal Ohtani.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's a massive mistake on their part. Yes, Giolito, very familiar with the Jays, as you just pointed out. But I think Vlad, I think Chapman, I think the guys are going to get to him. I think he makes it 5, but I don't see him making it 6 innings, Brad. I'm fading you on this one, taking the under on Giolito for the total outs recorded tonight.
Please, Lucas Giolito, I'm praying to you, good angel. Show the hell up.
Number 3.
All right, we're Trace here on the Fade 5. Let's go to the SGP market and keep it simple. We don't need like 7, 8, 9 legs to get the juice to like +600 and the very remote chances of you hitting at. I'm going to go with just a simple 2-legger in the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves matchup down in sizzling Atlanta. And those 2 legs are 2 names that everybody knows. Give me Ronald Acuna, 2 plus total base. Acuna Matata, and give me his teammate Austin Riley to get a hit against the Brew Crew and Adrian Hauser. That is all that I need. Those 2 events occur +115, an attractive wager there available at DraftKings. The history card is quite favorable for both these hitters against the hurler on the bump for Milwaukee. Against Hauser, Acuna 5-for-10 lifetime with a double. And you look at what he has done at home this season, a ridiculous 978 OPS. There's a reason why he's batting well north of 300. Hauser recently faced Atlanta and went six strong innings, only gave up three earned runs and a quality start there. But again, you look at Acuna. He has done this regularly here of late. In five of his last 10 games, he's collected at least two total bags. Meanwhile, Austin Riley, what a quinky dink. Also 5-for-10 lifetime against Adrian Hauser. He has recorded a hit in 10 of his last 13 games and is hitting the rawhide better at home, where he is batting a robust 302 on the season. So to recap, on this same game parlay, Ronald Acuna Jr., two or more total bags. Austin Riley, just a single hit. Single, double, triple, home run. It doesn't matter. Against the Brewers and Hauser, plus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'll follow anything that involves Austin Riley lately. I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's basically it. With the way he's been smashing the ball, he's done it in. He's done it this month. He did it last month. He did it the month before. Dude's just mashing right now. And the only challenge you ever have when you're trying to build anything SGP involving Atlanta is there's so much offense that sometimes trying to predict which guy is going to actually get it done can be a bit of a chore. Just remember what we talked about a couple of weeks ago about Matt Olson versus Austin Riley. When you bet on one, the other one does it. When you bet on it, stop it already. But I do like this one. I like the total bags out of Acuna. Definitely against Riley. Good matchup for them going up against Milwaukee. Take it. Run with it. Don't try to get crazy. Although, I mean, Brad, last Friday I hit a parlay at plus 4280 odds. So I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just got to swing for the fences and see what happens.
Yeah, talk about going yard. Lundy did that. And hopefully this parlay does the same. Get it done, Acuna and Riley.
Number two.
All right, numero dos saw the Fade Five countdown. Today it's Miller time, and I'm raising a pint to Bobby Miller of the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the Cincinnati Reds. And I'm going to take the over what some may say is a pretty high strikeout prop. It's sitting at 6.5, but I think he hits and gets at least 7 punch outs against the big red machine, minus 120 if he does that. At BetMGM. Why am I so high on Miller? Well, it's simple. Cincinnati, over the last couple of weeks, they own the 6th highest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball, punching out 27.2% of their plate appearances. You look at Miller, he's got 8.56K per night at home, mediocre call plus swinging strike percentage at 26. But again, Ellie De La Cruz, bit of a free swinger, Spencer Steer, the K's can pile up for him. All these young, hot bats that Cincy has, they're aggressive at the dish. And Miller at home, I think, has got to find the spots, paint the corners. Hopefully the strike zone will be generous, and he's going to track those swings and misses. So if he piles up the whiffs, we're going to cash in easily on this prop. So I think he goes 6 strong, and I think he records exactly 7 strikeouts. We might be pooling up in the pits in the waning moments, but in the end, hopefully we're all going to be celebrating here on this Friday. So feed or follow, Lundy. Bobby Miller over 6.5 strikeouts against Cincinnati, minus 120 at BetMGM.
Well, they might be the big red machine, but on this Freaky Friday, I'm the big fade machine. I'm fading you again on this one. I just don't trust this number, man. As much as Cincinnati has been fanning at the plate lately, I just don't trust Miller to get up over this number. The last outing that he had against the Rangers, I think he forced it was like 13 or 14 fly ball outs. Now, I know that's a little bit different with the bats that the Rangers have in their lineup, and a little bit of an intra-league matchup there against Texas. But I don't know that Miller is going to get enough opportunities to be able to get up over this number. I think you are going to be pitting. I think me playing the under, I'm going to be pitting it well. I think he finishes, Brad, either at 6 or at 7. I think this line is perfectly set because they're taking into account how bad Cincinnati's been recently in terms of their strikeout percentage. But man, I just think this is too high of a number for Miller, and I'm not willing to pay the juice.
Bonus time, early bonus time, Lundy. I tell you what, if you are scared, and it sounds like you are, of Captain Hook coming into play, here's what you can do with a Bobby Miller prop. I actually built this this morning at DraftKings, and this is real. Bobby Miller, 6 or more strikeouts, so you take the hook out of the equation. Brandon Williamson is on the mound for Cincinnati. I think he gives up at least 3 hits. The southpaw has been up. He's been down. He's been riding a little bit of a high here of late, but still marginal pitcher at best. I believe Williamson also issues a walk, just one. The Dodgers top 5 in walk rate the last couple of weeks. And then piling on, Freddie Freeman gets a hit, which pretty much happens every single damn game. And he's batting well north of 300 against left-handed pitchers, who Williamson is. So, again, to recap, Miller 6 or more strikeouts, Williamson 3 or more hits allowed, a walk or more allowed, and Freeman to get a hit, plus 135 at DraftKings. Is that palatable?
Yeah, that's palatable because you brought it down to the 6 number. I think, like I said, Miller's number just makes me nervous. I think this 6.5 is set too high. I don't mind the idea of a half dozen. I think he can get to that 6 range. So nice early bonus time surprise for everybody here as we roll through the Fade 5.
Oh, I'm popping out of the cake with pasties only on. If you don't want to ride with me on the strikeouts, go with the SGP.
Number 1.
All right, numero uno. I have no idea what the odds are going to be on this because there's no juice posted yet. In this Cubs-Cards matchup, and oh, it was beautiful. I was at the bar in Fulton Market in Chicago. Shout out to PB&J. Excellent pizza there, by the way, if you're in the area. I highly recommend it. And I had about, a half dozen beverages as I was celebrating the throttling that the Cubbies were applying to the hated St. Louis Cardinals and coasting to really an easy victory in sweltering conditions here in St. Louis. Cody Bellinger went over 1.5 total bases last night. He does it again tonight against what we do know is Jordan Montgomery is going to take the mound for the Cardinals. We don't know who's starting for the Cubs, and that's why at tape time there are no odds available. So I don't care what the juice is. It could be at minus 115. It could be a plus 115. It could be somewhere in the middle. It doesn't matter to me. I am sledgehammering the over on total bags for Bellinger. And please pay the man his money, Chicago Cubs. Again, taking on those St. Louis Cardinals. Bellinger has done this in 8 of his last 10 games. And you might say to yourself, well, Brad, it's a lefty versus lefty matchup. You always got to feed that. Not so fast, my friend. Not necessarily the case, because this season against LHPs, Bellinger is batting .341 with a 1,033 OPS. He's also batting .359 and 39 at-bats against the Cardinals this year. And, cherry on top of the sundae, 3-for-7 lifetime with a double and a home run. And gets Jordan Montgomery, who has surrendered 11 earned runs in his last 11 innings against the North Siders. So all the evidence you need. Again, I don't know what the juice is. It makes no damn difference. I am wager on this. I'm waiting on pins and needles for the line to come out. Bellinger dropping a belly bomb over 1.5 total bags in St. Louis. We don't know what it is. I don't know what book. It doesn't matter. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm following on this one, but I'll give you the early bonus time. The line I'm waiting for, same game, different name, same prop. Over 1.5 total bases for Dansby.
Oh, Dansby Swanson.
That's the one that I'm waiting on. You jumped on Bellinger. I'm actually waiting on Dansby. I want to double down on him. I made a lot of cash on him last night. I had him to score a run. Yep. I had him to have an RBI. Yep. I had his HRR. All of that. I made some good money on Dansby last night, and I'm going back to that same well tonight. So you can have all the Bellinger you want. The line in this game that I'm waiting for is Dansby. Same bet, though, over 1.5 total bags. I'd be willing to bet it's going to sit in the plus 105, 110 range, somewhere in there. So you should be able to get it at plus odds. Even if it's standard juice, I'd take it. Heartbeat.
Oh, and you know what you could do as well? A little double early bonus time. You could take Bellinger to get a hit and Dansby to get a hit. And the odds on that's probably going to be around minus 110, minus 115. So whatever your pleasure, whether it's with Dansby Swanson, Cody Bellinger, moral of the story is this, bet on the damn Cubs. It's bonus time, Lundy. And then we may have some additional action in that game or elsewhere on the Friday loaded Major League Baseball slate. What do you like, amigo, tonight under the lights?
Well, I already gave you the one I was waiting on with Dansby. Let me stick with the same thing. Give me over 1.5 total bases on Schwarbs. Give me Kyle Schwarber over on the 1.5. You can get that one right now. Best odds are at BetMGM at +120. Reason why: Schwarbs has a 625 lifetime average against Keller. Let me repeat that. 625. And I know it's not the biggest sample size in the world. It's 5 for 8. But folks, three of those five are in fact two baggers. So give me the total bases on Schwarber. Again, I can get that at plus odds. BetMGM's got the best one at +120. Same game, different prop completely. Remember, you can only play this one. At least it's the only place I've seen it so far, is over at Caesars. Give me the over on 1.5 total stolen bases in that game at Caesars. Juiced to the positive side right now. I'm kind of impressed by that. +102 at Caesars for there to be at least two stolen bases. Each one of these teams average in the like 0.8, 0.85 range in terms of stolen bases per game. So I'm just playing the averages here. I'm looking for each team to try to swipe at least one, get me to that over, and get me at the plus odds at +102. I told you earlier that I like the over in the Nats and the Mets game. It sits at 8.5. I will play the over there at the -115. I also like the over between the Yankees and the Orioles. Same line at 8.5. Oh, ho, ho. But not so fast, my friend. Lee Corso's got an alt line for you. Two-leg this, folks. Take each of those games down to 7.5, okay? So I'm buying myself a run on each side. Take each game down to 7.5, and then parlay them together at DraftKings +167 is what we're looking for on that one. I'll have more on the spreadsheet. Why? Because my 24-hour rule is in effect, just like it was with Francisco Lindor. So I've got a couple other guys we need to keep our eyes on, including in that Northsiders matchup, Brad. I'm going to be watching for Nolan Arenado, who shit on me last night with my bet. I want him for an RBI. That's what I want. I don't have the number sitting in front of me, but I need Arenado to have a single RBI in that game. That's the prop I'm looking for out of the three-bagger.
Yeah, and I think that game is going to be extremely high scoring, given the conditions and the fact that Cubs are likely going to go with a bullpen piece together type of effort. So, and the Cardinals have put up a lot of crooked numbers on the board. Unfortunately, they're giving up even more. Miles Mikolas last night, I don't know if you saw it, but the FU walking off after he beamed Ian Happ after Happ accidentally overswung it on the backswing, clocked Mr. Contreras in the head and made his head bleed, and Contreras had to exit. He did not do that on purpose, but it was comical. And Mikolas was even arguing with the umpires because he no doubt went after Happ in retaliation for the accident that he pulled at the dish. It was a very eventful first inning there in St. Louis.
It was a tons of fun. And if you didn't notice it, Contreras actually patted Happ on the on the back.
Yeah, they hugged each other after the end. What a big deal.
On the way off, he was like, hey, man, you know, all good. And then Mikolas throws at his head anyway. Well, at his back. He threw it at his back. You know,
he was trying to get an ass shot, I think, more than anything else. But regardless, he got tossed Happ, and the Cubs
Happ
then
does,
rolled.
Happ does have a giant gluteus. So like a lot of baseball players do, it was a big target and Mikolas still missed it.
Yeah, he's got a Beyonce ass. There's no question about it. All right, let's go with the team. Huevos parlay play of the day here on the Fade 5. Let's go with the matchup between Houston and Tampa. Only three legs on this, but you see the juice there, +170 at DraftKings, and I think this bad boy's got a really excellent shot of cashing. Shane McClanahan, two or more walks is leg numero uno. Christian Javier, I believe, issues a free pass. I just need one walk. And then Kyle Tucker to get a hit. That's all that needs to happen. Again, +170 there at DraftKings. You look at McClanahan, a guy consistently issuing two free passes and starts this season. And he look as well, 3.48 walks per nine mark on the entire year. It's even worse on the road at 4.14. Houston, in the last couple of weeks, number 12 in walk percentage in Major League Baseball. So McClanahan, he could issue three, to be honest with you. I think two is a gift from the gambling gods. Meanwhile, Javier, he's issued a free pass of his own. And again, we just need one here. And four of his last five starts, he's got a 2.91 walk per nine mark on the season. Yeah, Tampa just number 22 in walks percentage the last couple of weeks. But again, I need one base on balls, and I think that happens. And then finally, Kyle Tucker to get a hit. He's facing a lefty in McClanahan, and he is 2-for-5 lifetime against McClanahan. On top of that, against LHPs this season, a redonkulous 358 batting average with a 1,038 OPS, and he's gotten a hit in 11 of his last 12. So again, McClanahan, 2 or more walks, Javier, 1 or more walks, and Tucker to get a hit, plus 170. Juicy there at BetMGM or at DraftKings. Same juice, either location there, either one of those shops. All right, additionally, in bonus time, I like Garrett Cole in the over 6.5 strikeouts against the Baltimore Orioles. It's juiced up to minus 150, but I'm willing to slap the wallet, maybe find something else I really like to parlay it with. But I think this is good value because the last time he faced the O's in a start back on May 23rd, he went 5 innings and had 2 strikeouts. Very uncharacteristic for him. He's gone for at least 7 Ks in 5 of his last 7 games. And you look at the O's, they're number 11 in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage the last 2 weeks at 24.2%. So I know that K per nine is below 10 for Cole on the road this year, but he'll punch out at least 7 birds, I believe, this evening. And then finally for me, only one more bet board. I'm going to do another SGP. I'm going to do it in a game that you have to bet on to watch it, and that is Twins and Royals. Go with Sonny Gray, 4 or more strikeouts. Give me a Singer, who is on the mound for Kansas City, 4 or more strikeouts, and then correlate, synergize, bring it all together. Those guys got to pile up the K's. Give me the under on the all total of 12.5. If you use the parlay boost at DraftKings, that's plus 120. So it's not juiced way up, but I like the value there. Gray has done this in 6 straight starts. He had 7 strikeouts against CAC in a turn earlier this season. The Royals, bottom 5 in strikeout percentage. Again, unusual for them the last couple of weeks. But I think they're going to exit stage left at least 4 times due to Gray stuff. And then Singer, you got to take advantage of every pitcher going against Minnesota because all the Twins do is swing freely. They don't give a shit right now of any pitch that's remotely close to the box. They are number 1 in K rate over the last couple of weeks. They're striking out nearly 30% of the time. He had 5 strikeouts against Minnesota in an April 30th start. He's got a 7.54 K per nine at home and has hit the over on this old strikeout total of 4 in 7 of his last 10. And then finally, these teams have faced each other 7 times this year. 6 of those 7 matchups have gone under the 12.5 total runs on that alt line. I know Minnesota's been playing a lot of guys here of late, number 4 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks. But Kansas City, a positively dreadful offensively, number 23 in total runs scored during the same span. So again, a recap, Sonny Gray, 4 more strikeouts, Brady Singer, 4 more strikeouts, under 12.5 runs, plus 120 with that boost at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we're out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, if you enjoy this program, drop us a rating and a review and give us 5 stars and some thumbs up, bro. They're at DraftKings, or not DraftKings. You could just pay me money, hopefully, at DraftKings. I meant YouTube. Clearly, I have sports betting on the mind. Also, feed or follow us Twitter. Yeah, well, it could be. I was at the bar late last night. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, it's now the X, whatever we're calling Twitter nowadays. My picks and my spreadsheet there as well, at Noisy Huevos. For the wonderful Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.